We're joined by Andrew Connolly. Dr. Andrew Connolly is the Chief Medical Officer to Whatuoroa Health New Zealand, which is in County Manukau here. It's great to catch up with you again. Andrew, thank you for your time. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Great to be with you and the listeners.
I've had the bot, and many that I know have too. It's been spreading fast and furiously, mate, and it's really sort of banged me around a little bit. I mean, there are many perhaps faring worse than I, but what we do know is winter's here. And the flu is kicking around. We'll talk measles also too, please, Andrew. But let's start with the flu. How widespread is it, and what sort of issues is it causing to our health system?
Well, personal experience, I'm the same as you. Although I'd probably pick mine up by travelling to Australia for a meeting, actually. There is a fair bit around. It's probably not hitting the hospital as bad as, say, COVID in the middle of the worst of that in terms of our staffing. We're always pretty full. We obviously have a lot of people coming to the emergency department, but look, the weather has turned. You know, we're in apparently for more wet weather and everything coming over the weekend, and it's just really important we try where we can to stay nice and warm, and obviously the vaccine helps. My problem was I picked up a different strain to what overseas versus what's here. So it was just bad luck for me. But it's not pleasant, and people who've got pre-existing health conditions can really get knocked by this. So good time to be talking to your local pharmacy or your GP about getting the jab if you can. So the pressure on the health system remains, but it's not terrible, and hopefully it'll not get any worse.
Thank you. I had cause to be in ED at Middlemore a week or two back, and I noticed it was a 4.5 hour waiting time. What would you say of people attending the ED when in fact they might be able to have their needs met at their local community medical facility, for instance? Are people unnecessarily crowding out the emergency department at Middlemore?
Well, there's always people who, at least with the benefit of hindsight, could go to local community facilities, pharmacy, or just ride it out at home. But, again, we've got to be careful that people don't avoid getting healthcare when they are actually crook. And I think the other thing, Dale, is, there are different times of the day or days of the week where it's easier or harder to see your GP and things. And so it's a moving feast. Look, the 4.5 hours waits, obviously we want to see people as quickly as possible, but that's not everyone waiting that amount of time, because the staff at the front desk start what a process called triage, which is designed to see people quickly, the very sick people quickly. It does mean people who have more minor ailments are going to have to wait, and if there are alternatives, we'd obviously like them to use them.
Thank you. Can you give us an update on measles?
Yeah, we seem to be very fortunate that the outbreak at the school, or the case at the school on the North Shore, did not end up being a major problem in terms of other people catching it, which is in fact quite remarkable, and hopefully represents good vaccination levels and good sort of personal hygiene levels, if you like. Someone start to feel sick, so they remove themselves from being around others quickly, and sounds like the school responded very well along with the public health guys. But look, measles is incredibly contagious and can be really dangerous. Plus, it's completely preventable with the vaccine. So we are really keen that we get those vaccination levels up. If anyone's worried they may have measles, obviously getting an urgent review is important.
May I just touch on the fact I was supporting a whānau member who was in hospital. The professionalism and courtesies extended by the staff were exemplary. And at a time when we and the media paint the picture of the negatives of our health system, and there's always going to be problems, sometimes I don't think we acknowledge the professionalism that is happening each and every day on each and every ward. So, you know, I do take my, I'll dip my hat to the staff, but bearing that in mind too, Andrew, we know that there are shortages with frontline staff. What's being done to support them?
Yeah, look, first of all, thanks for those comments, Dale, and I would acknowledge our frontline staff do an incredible job under pretty difficult circumstances a lot of the time. In terms of workforce, we certainly have made some progress, particularly in the nursing areas, which is great. We're not anywhere near where we want to be, but we are significantly stronger in some departments than others. We've also had enough staff to, at times in the last 2 or 3 weeks, to be running all of our operating rooms every day, which obviously helps get through the planned care waiting lists better than we were. And it's remarkable how just small gains in staffing levels can lead to a whole new resource, like an operating room being opened. There's obviously a national program through to Whataura about recruitment. Each, as a district, we're also advertising both here and overseas for staff. We obviously prefer people trained in New Zealand and used to our culture and traditions and way of working, but we are seeing high quality people joining us from overseas, which is great, and we work hard to get them sort of up to speed with our culture and ways of doing things. So there's a lot going on, but it remains, you know, there's no doubt that staffing remains a huge concern for us and one that we look at every day. But we're sort of in a better position than we have been, but there's still a long way to go.
Thanks very much. I feel obliged to ask about this sad situation where suicide is the suspected with the death of a 30-year-old mental health patient when he was moved to another district with delays getting in touch. But after an inpatient admission, it seems Te Whatu County's Manukau failed to contact him. What has changed since the report into this matter?
Look, I'm afraid, Dale, I don't have the full details right in front of me, but we obviously, any case like this is absolutely tragic, and I think it highlights the importance of really effectively knowing who's looking after whom and who's responsible, particularly when people move districts. I think some of the changes we're making are made easier by the health reforms, which mean we are getting to the position where we can share information easier, and we're not sort of constrained that, oh, they're living on the wrong side of that road, so they're now someone else's problem. We're seeing this as everyone's responsibility. But I just don't have the specifics of the case you're referring to on the phone.
But I do appreciate you joining us on the program regularly, and I appreciate all the work that's being done in our health sector by the staff that you work with at Counties Manukau.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thank you.
Kia ora.